Yugadi is a very important festival which is celebrated by Hindus all around the world. Yugadi has two words, Yuga and Adi. Yuga refers to the starting of a time cycle, an auspicious time, and also a repetitive time such as year. And Adi means beginning. Yugadi also refers, which comes in the month of this Chaitra in the Hindu calendar, which is in April 6th in the US, and in India it's celebrated on April 7th in the month of April. And it also represents the starting of the Vikramashaka in the north and Shalivahana Shaka in the south in India, which is the traditional reckoning of the year. As we said, an year in Sanskrit is referred as Samvatsara. Samvatsara means a cycle of seasons. Like we have seasons like fall, spring, winter, summer. So like that it also refers to the beginning of the spring that we are in. And we know that the earth's rotation around the sun, which represents an year, which also represents a complete cycle. So this festival is the beginning of another year. It also represents a new beginning for all efforts. And it is an important thing in the Hindu life that however one spends that day will influence the mindset for the forthcoming year. So hence, this Yugadi festival has all aspects, namely spiritual, religious, cultural, and social significance. So, it is important that everyone spend this day in peace and joy through spiritual, religious, cultural, and social activities. These special timings, which are connected to the planetary positions, is very significant in our life. In the words of Sriranga Sadguru, a yogi seer, the planetary positions are favorable to spiritual advancement on these special festivals. And hence, one should make use of that timing. It is also important to note that the planet of the day of the Yugadi, or the beginning, will be the reigning planet of that year. Now let us see what are the major things that one should plan on the day of Yugadi, that is Sunday, the April 6th. One begins the morning with a special bath early in the day, as early as one could get up, just before the sunrise. And a special oil bath in the early morning has to be taken. And this oil bath will not only provide health, but also helps to begin the day with other religious and spiritual activities. And it is very important that we wear new clothes on that day. Then the home needs to be decorated with special leaves and some decorative arts as rangoli. Now this is an important one because as one decorates one's own home, it brings certain joy and happiness in the place of living. And also on that day, one should remember God and be grateful to God, and also make a willful determination to carry out spiritually elevating work, either in terms of reading or discussion, something that helps the mind to grow spiritually. And another important thing to be done is worshipping the God, what is referred as the puja, and it has to be carried out on that day with special feelings and also noting that God is the controller of the time and seeking the blessings of the God and also peace and harmony in our life. Also, it is advised to carry out a homa, because a homa in which fire is worshipped as a representative of the God, and also the fire ritual is taken as a worship through sacrifice. Usually the temples carry out homa on this special day of Yugadi where one could participate. And another important activity to carry out on that day is listening to or reading Panchanga. Panchanga is a Sanskrit word which refers to traditional Hindu calendar. Now this Hindu calendar Panchanga is so called because it deals with five entities that describe our time and the movement of the days and weeks which make up the year. And the five entities that are Tithi, which refers to the motion of the moon, Vara, that is week, which refers to the seven planetary days, that is Monday through Sunday, then the Nakshatra, which refers to the stars, 27 stars, and the Yoga, which refers to union of solar and lunar time reference, and lastly the Karana, which refers to the subdivision of Tithi, which is recurring the motion of moon. So in the Panchanga, it will be given depending on one's planetary position and also one's star. One will have certain predictions in a kind of overall way in the year. The important use of calendar is to have these predictions so that one can plan properly, so that any unforeseen circumstances can be prepared for. So that is why Panchanga is read. The Hindu calendar will have all the details, and usually if one is not able to read, one will invite a priest or a learned person to read it. Then another important activity on this day is to give charity, because charity is an important activity in one's life, so that one shares to the best of one's ability with fellow needy people. When the charity is given, it should be given with the remembrance of God, and also one should give with full joy and happiness, with whatever one can afford to give to the needy and the community. Then also, after the puja in the morning, one takes a special offering on that day, which we call prasadam, and this is made up of a mixture of jaggery and neem leaf. So both neem leaves and jaggery are mixed together and is taken very specially on this day. The significance is the neem leaves refers to the challenging things in life, and the jaggery refers to sweet things in life. So one, when taken with mixing the both, that means one prepares to both challenging things and sweet things in life. Also on this day, special dishes are prepared, and after offering them to God, one eats sumptuously. So we can see that this day needs to be spent with full joy and new things, new clothes, and new way of seeing things, so that the whole year is spent in that mindset. And also, a verse is recited which goes like this in Sanskrit: Shatayur Vajra Dehaya Sarva Sampat Karaya Cha Sarvarishta Vinashaya Nimbata Dalabhakshanam. The meaning is, the neem leaves with jaggery is eaten for a healthy long life, for all the prosperities, and removing all bad and negative things in life. So if one spends this day with all these things in mind, one is really getting the spiritual benefits of that day. And this year is called as Sarvadhari. Sarvadhari. In Sanskrit, it would mean as one which bears all things. So we wish all the listeners the best of best for this coming year called Sarvadhari year, and may God give all that one is looking for to grow spiritually and all other materialistic things. Namaste. Sarvam Shri Krishnarpanamastu.